Because Gloria Burford is still a CFO.
Hello?
Hi, is this Karen?
Hey, Ruben, how are you?
Good. I'm working hard trying to find a solution for you. I'm sorry for the delay. My underwriting department's been very slow. I sent everything in last time we talked, and they came back to me, and they have a question. So here's the two questions. I don't know if you know the answer offhand. So I know that you guys had some other owners that were involved in the business potentially, and then you kind of, they're no longer there, right?
Right.
So the quick question is this. Right now, there's you. The question that they have is the operating agreement says January 4th, 2016, but is that just the wrong date?
Are you sure it says January?
It says January 4th, 2016.
It then says June?
Says January 4th, entered into January 4th, 2016.
I can look at it and see and give you all the changes when they were made. And there's an agreement with Philly Connection that had to be made and changed as well. So all those agreements should run hand in hand.
Okay. And then the second question is, who's Gloria Burford?
She does the accounting CFO. But she's really just like notes and minutes and different things. She does different things like that. But she has no percentage.
Gotcha. Can you check on those dates and get back to me? Because that's one thing they're getting very confused about on the program they're trying to work on. Because it says January 4th, but then the changes happened way after that. So that's where they're kind of questioning me a lot. Can you get back to me on that when you have a chance?
Yes, I will take a look at that. Give me, give me about an hour to take a look at it.
No, take your time. And just you know, I work with your vendor, but if you have other financing out there, I don't want you to, like, I'm just an employee here. There's only certain things we can do for startups. So if you need to go with someone else or you're shopping around, what I tell customers, this is completely fine. I don't want you to feel like we're dragging our feet. So if you get financing elsewhere, that's completely fine. Just this is what my credit department's asking before they consider any type of approval. They've kind of got to do their due diligence. But a lot of customers come to us and say, like, hey, I can't apply somewhere else. The answer is no, you can apply. You know, we're not here to hold your feet to the fire. So
yeah, but the problem is that we'll keep pulling and hitting. I don't want anything else to hit the credit like that. So that's why, let's see what we can do to wrap it up and see if I can get it back over to you today. And will they have an answer at least by Monday?
I think they'll get an answer. Yeah, I'll get an answer by Monday. If you can get that stuff to me today, I get an answer by Monday. Absolutely.
Okay. I just don't want to keep hitting the credit. That's my main concern because we have, you know, other things going on, but when you start shopping it, then we're hitting the credit each and every time, and that's taking a blow. So let me go ahead and take a look and see if I can get these documents in to you, and then we can move forward from there, okay?
Okay. Yeah. I just don't want you to think, like, I can't promise any type of approval, and I've had customers that I'm a manager here, and I've had customers that have worked with some reps and said, like, well, you told me there's approval. That's why I'm telling people, like, our credit card can come back and say, no, I'll do the best I can for you, but I don't want to overpromise. It's one thing that I'm pretty straightforward on because we understand people have a lot going on. We definitely don't want them to be counting on something where we're saying, hey, this is our process, but we can't verify any approval or decision. Mm-hmm. They can always come back and say, pass.
And what amount did you put in our request, may I ask? What amount is on that application?
Okay. The amount you asked for, the $15,000 you asked me for, so that's what I asked for.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Okay, let me get the documents in to you today, and then if we can talk tomorrow, just to confirm that it's in underwriting, and then we can wrap it up by Monday. That would be awesome.
I can't wrap anything up. I can get you a decision, a yes or no, by Monday if I get this paperwork today. That I can guarantee you.
Okay, that sounds good. I can go with that.
Cool. Thanks, Karen. Bye-bye.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.